Ulistamurei Begavei, and you should have locked them up. Rasha threw a Begavei. Li Shamer Li Zoya boy, you should have watched them up carefully. So maybe here you called the Tchilasa of the Sife of the Pshia. Maybe here even at the end also you called the Pshia. That's what a Sophic here to take you if you're Chayiv or not. Then the Mishnah says, Ketzid Mishalemas Masha Zeka. When Yeshua does eat up somebody else's tomatoes, he goes down to a whole field of tomatoes and eats up one row of tomatoes. So how do you have to pay? So Mishnah says, you don't pay how much that row is really worth. But we take the size of a basor and we say, how much is this whole basor worth with this one extra row of tomatoes or without the one row of tomatoes? It's not that much of a difference. So that's how much you have to pay. You pay a little bit less. The Mer says, Minu an emili, how do I know this? That you don't value the damage itself by shame, but we go boss of the soda, you compare it to the whole soda. So Mer says, Omar Rav Masna, the Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Ubiya bistayacher, if it does damage in another field, Malamir comes to teach us, Sheshomin agad soda yacher, that you shats up, you value it according to another field. Asoda yacher, that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. You don't have to pay for the damage itself of this aruga, how much this row itself is worth, but rather we take the value against the whole field, another b'stei acher, against the basor. Now the Gemara's takasha, or be it, for the Gemara, hayu be it b'stei acher mi boilei, this pasuk we need for something else. La'afuke b'shus rabim, that we know shein is potter b'shus rabim. How do we know it? But the pasuk says, or be it b'stei acher. B'stei acher means in the b'shus hanizik, and not b'shus rabim. So we need this pasuk for something else. So Mar says, no, we can learn out both things. In Cain, if you only need it for a second thing, licht of rachmano ubiya b'stecha deiroi. Harish should have said clearly, yechayif v'shein, if it goes into your friend's field and eats it. Inami sedei acher, my b'stei acher, what's the extra base, b'stei acher? It means also to teach us, sheshomin agav sedei acher, sod acher. And when you come to evaluate how much is it worth, the payrith that your animal ate up, you don't only pay for the value of the teres, but you have to value it according to another field, which means we take the size of a base saw, how much is a whole base saw worth with this one more row or without this one row? That's how much you have to pay. So true, we learn out both things from a biyah b'stayachar. Fred Gemara is so, v'yema kulloch yudiyasa. Maybe the Pasuk has only come to teach us this, the value, how much you have to pay. Maybe there's no pturah for b'shus rabim then. So Mar says, lafuki b'shus rabim minolan. How do we know, Taka, that Shein is potter b'shus rabim? So Mar says, yes, still I know it. Because in Cain, if so, lichte ve'rachmona gabi tashlumim. Why didn't the Torah say this chiddush by payments? That meitiv sodeyu, meitiv kami yishalim b'stayachar. Why didn't the Torah... That's all. B'stayachar. That's what the Torah should have said. It should have said b'stayachar by the payment. If the only purpose of this pasuk, the stay acher, is to teach us how you have to pay, so it should have said this chiddush by tashlumin, by the pasuk of meitav sadeh or meitav kali yishalim, the stay acher, that's what the pasuk should have said. All right, turn over. She said, meitav sadeh, meitav kali yishalim, the stay acher. Normally, the kosel rachmona gabi yabir, how come a Torah says it by the actual damage? By the actual mazik of shein, obiya bistayacher, shmamina tarti, hochi shaminin. It comes to teach us two things from this pasuk. One thing is that where does the damage have to take place? Bistayacher. Shein is only chayiv rishus hanizik. If it goes into your fields, but if it eats your peris and rishus rabim, it's potter. And they also learn out to mir bistay that we value it according to another field, not just how much these peris itself are worth. So we learn out two things from it. Omer Rav Yosi Brachanina. So b'shishim soyim. A so means b'shishim soyim. That's how he shuts it up. Rashi learns so b'samach soyim. Hai beis so, the Torah Master, that the Mishnah says, he shuts up in a beis so, she de b'shvil arug achas. Shomen beis so. It says, if you ate up one row, we evaluate it against the beis so. Love beisor beyond penafshe shemina doesn't mean only one beisor. The machishin le lamazik lefisha beisor nimkeres biyoker lefisha muatu v'yena motzel limkar v'yoni shein yodam asegas that the main kaka derlo koin oisa biyoser midamov. A beisor is worth a lot. The karachas arugah shakav v'kabayim choshev le lefidamov. And therefore, if a small property that only a poor person could buy, and then you should jip him, you charge him more, says so, it will be worth a lot, the one row. Ella rather it's like this. Shomin shishim soyim. Kama shovin, how much 60 saws are worth? Veroya kamen dama magim lebeisaw. How much would a big field cost? Take a field that's worth, that's the size of 60 saws. And then divide that price in 60. That's how we'll find out how much one beis saw is worth. V'choyse v'shamim kama nifcha sudomov v'shul karachas arugazu. That's the way we evaluate it. So it still came out the same shear. We take the value of one beis saw, how much it's worth, with this row or without the row. But not just the value of one beis saw by itself, because that's sold at a high price. We take the value of a big field, that's 60 saws. But we divide the price in 60, that's how much do we get the value of a beis saw. So that's what the Omer Rabbi again the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yosi Bachanina. Saw means b'shishim saw. Reb Yana Yoma Tarkiv b'shishim tarkavim. You value it by 60 tarkivs. So Rashi says tarkiv means shloshim saw, that's even 30 saws. So you have to take 30 saws by 60 tarkivim. Shamin v'loy shishim. Him came of satisfied the nitzik. You make the nitzik lose out. Chain kainim etzuyin l'shishim soyim. Nobody wants to buy 60 saws. The fishim ruben is too big. Liyodemeni mutim hein. Therefore, 60 is too big. A tarkiv is a half of a saw. So therefore, half of a saw means we take the size of only 30 saws. So tarkiv, take the size of a half a saw. V'shishim tarkvim. How much a person buys a field of 60 tarkivs, which is 30 saws. A tarkiv is a half of a saw. Chizki yama klach b'shisha klach. No, if he ate up one stalk, whatever he ate up, just take 60 times as much as that. That's the shear. Meis we have a kasher on this. It says ochla kaba kabayim einoimim tashalim dineim. We don't say pays that money. El roya noisa kilu yaruga katan, like it's a small row or meshara noisa. So my love doesn't mean to say b'fnei atzma you value this row by itself. Loi b'shishim means you value this row kineged shishim. Then the it wouldn't be a theory on either one of them. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Here again, Gimel Miller Shalda, the Mishnah says again, when shame, when your animal goes into somebody else's rishus and eats up the payers there, how do you pay back? So Mishnah says you pay 60 times. So again, we're 10 lines down, we're down. Omer Reb Yosef Chanina. Saw b'shishim saw. You should know this saw, the Mishnah says, means shishim saw. So Rashi says that means that you take a field 60 saws. And how much do you sell that field? How much do you get for it? And then you of 60 saws. Then you divide the value into 60. So you get the value for one saw. And now you evaluate how much is this saw worth with this extra row of fruits or without the row of fruits. Rebiyana Yoma Tarkiv. That means half of a saw. Beshishim Tarkivim. How much if you sell 30 saws worth of karka, how much is the cost? And then divide that by 30. You'll get how much a tarkiv, a half of a saw is worth. And that's how you shots up how much you have to pay for this one aruga of fruits that your animal ate. Chizki Yoma Klach Beshishim Klochim. If your animal ate up one klach, one like root, one stalk, so we have measured it against 60 klochim. How much would you? How much is it for 60? So you count like a size that grows 60 stalks, and if you're missing one with it or without it, what's the difference of price? Meis we have a kash on all these. It says, Ochla kava kabayim, if your animal ate up by somebody else's field, a kab, or a kabayim, a fruit, we did not say to Shalom Dimeyim that we have to pay exactly how much that kav, that basket of fruit is worth. But rather we look as if it's one row, one small row. And we measure this one row by itself. How much is this row worth with this fruit or without the fruit? So my love doesn't mean to say that you value the one row by itself. And not to negate 60, like we just got finished saying. So, what's the kasha and all these mandiyomrim that say that the Mishnah, when it says a saw, does not mean a saw, it means 60 times against it. Here it's mashma b'fnei atzma by itself.
Tomorrow says Loi B'Shishim. No, it means here also 60. And each one of them, the way they say. It means 60 times as much. That's the way you value how much the field is worth. And then you see how much it's worth with this row or without the row. Tana Rabbanan, we learn the price like this. Ein Shomin Kav Mifnei Shemashbichoi. You don't value a kav by itself. Or Rashi says it means even Ein Shomin Kav V'Shishin Kavim. We don't look at one kav against 60 kavim. That means if the animal ate up one kav worth of fruit, we don't value it against 60 kavim. Why? Mifnei Shemashbichoi. Because then you're making it too good. So Rashi says it means Mifnei Shemashbichoi Mazik. T'Shishin Kavim Ein Lehem Mecher. It's very, very big, and not too many people would buy it. That's like this. I mean, it's too big for a poor person. It's not that big, but it's too big for a poor person. But it's not big enough for a normal person. For sure, for a rich guy, it's not big enough. So therefore, it's not worth that much. So therefore, if you value it against that, the mazik gains on the deal, because he won't have to pay too much money, because it's not worth that much, the karka. And our Rashi says, "V'yoid shein karachas kav nikeres b'shishin kavim." A kav is a small amount, so if you have 60 times as much as that, the loss of one kav you can't tell. So therefore, the mazik won't have to pay that much money. So this we don't do. That's called you be mashpiach and making it good for the mazik. Now, also v'loid base kur, you don't value a base kur against 60 kurim. Why? Because shapoygmoi, it makes it too good for the nizik. Rashi says, "V'loid kur b'shishin kurim." Ochlan kur tavua. If he eats up one kur of tavua, we don't value it against 60 kurim. If they shapoyger mazik, Rashi says, "Afishadim hamishupa benechosim v'toyev likmes karka gedola koynoisa." Because somebody that wants karka buys this karka, it's worth a lot. Because you might see b'harve yaisim idamov, he'll even pay much more than it's really worth. So therefore, if you're going to value it a kur against 60 kurs, it's going to be a lot of money. And you're going to make the mazik pay too much money. That's called mavesha poigmai. You're going to make the cause of the mazik to pay too much. So Mer explains that. What does the Braisa mean to say? My comma, what do you mean to say? So Amar Papa says, hochi comma. This is what the Braisa means. Ein shomin kav b'shishim kavim. If your animal ate up one kav, a small amount of fruits. So we don't value it, the value of 60 kavim. B'vneisha mashbiach mazik. Because then the mazik will gain. It's not worth too much. He'll only have to pay very little. We also don't value a size of the kur against 60 kurim, which is very big. Because then the karka, the value is worth a lot, and you'll make the mazik lose out. So that's what we don't do this way. Should have said not a kur, not a base kur. Should have said a kur, should have said. Shrashi katoni, ain't shalim kav, v'loi katoni base kav. Just like by kav, it doesn't say base kav, who are then by kur also? It shouldn't have said loshen of a base kur. Elo arela this dipshat. Elo omar rafuna bar manoyach. Mishmei de ravacha, brei de ravika. Hochi ketoni. This is what the Braisa means to say. Ein shomin kav bifnayatzmai. You don't value if the animal eats up one kav of fruit. You don't value how much the kav itself is worth. Mivnei shemashbiach. Nizik. Because the nizik will gain, like you'll have to pay the nizik too much money. He doesn't deserve so much. The pasuk says, "Obiya b'stayacher." You have to value it according to another field, and also for like kav base kur, you don't value a kav the size of it in the base kur. Because then the nizik loses out; he's not going to get that much. Ela rather b'shishin. Rather, we value it 60 times whatever it was. If it's a kav against 60 kavim, if it's a kur against 60 kavim, that's how we evaluate it. Rashi says the kur is shloshim saw, 30 saw. Now the Gemara says, "Hahu garva." There was a man. Dikot kashpa michavri. He cut down a palm tree by his friend. Rashi says deko. A person cut down dikot kashpa, a palm tree from his friend. Now also the kaim of the Resh Galusa. They went in front of Resh Galusa. Omalei. So he said like this. The nizik said like this. The didi chazili. I saw. There were like three palm trees growing together there. I mean, Resh Galusa said, they went to ask Resh Galusa, like, how much does he have to pay? So Resh Galusa said, listen, I saw those trees, and there were three palm trees growing one next to another. Therefore, you cut down one of them. So how much of a damage did you do? shove meyazuzi, like it was worth $100 together. All three of them together was worth $100. Therefore, you ruined one of them from him. Therefore, he told him, Zil havle tlosen tlosen betoto. Go pay him 33 and a third. In other words, three together was worth $100. So each one is worth 33 and a third. So he told him, listen, you did damage, you knocked down the tree, go pay him 33 and a third. Oma gabe resh kalusa. So the Nizik said back, like, what am I doing here by the Resh Kalusa? You're paskin, you're saying the wrong halacha. You're paskin dina de pasoi. You're paskin like a Persian's laws. So Rashi says, shame it in Torah. You're not paskin the way the Torah says it. You're making a mistake. You're doing the way the goyim do it. So therefore, also the came to Rav Nachman. They went in front of Rav Nachman. Omalei, Rav Nachman told him, you know how you have to value it? Bishishim. He doesn't have to pay the exact value of the tree, but rather, like our Mishnah says, Shishim, you have to see how much are 60 trees together in a field that has 60 palm trees. How much do people pay for this field? And now you'll have to evaluate how much would people pay if they're only 59 or if they're 60. So the difference of one, that's how much you have to pay, which is much less than 33 and a third dollars. So that's what the Nachman told him. On this, Omalei, Rabba said back, no. Im Omru Beniske Mamoinoi. Yomer Beniska Gufay, the Mishnah only says this when your animal, when your shame, your shore that eats food, when Niska Mamainer, when you chaya for your shore that does a mazik of shame, there the Torah says will be a bestayachar, you have to pay back according to other fields. But when you yourself here, you took a hatchet and you knocked down your friend's tree, that's other mamazik. But the other mamazik, we don't have such a ptur. There we value exactly how much damage you did. So if you knocked down this tree, we have to see how much the tree itself was worth, and that's how much you have to pay. So really, Resh Kalusa was right. Oh, Malaya by the Rova. So I said back to Rova. Peniske Gufa, my daitcha. What's your das about Niske Gufa? What do you hold about Niske Gufa? By other mamazik. The Tanya, we learn like this. Ha mafkir karmel shachaveroi. You go down to your friend's kerem. And your mafkir, you pick out the roots there. Rashi says, shiches fekila. You like destroyed it. Or else, smoder. If it was smoder, means there were unripe grapes. So how much do you have to pay if you went down to your friend's vineyard and you pulled off the unripe grapes? So you have to pay how much it's worth. How much was worth before you pulled it off? How much is worth after you pulled it off? So chura b'shishim leketani, and it doesn't say shishim here. So chura, that's your proof to say that by other mamazik, when an Adam goes and ruins somebody's vines, you have to pay exactly how much those vines are worth. So how much is it worth? We see this field by itself. How much is it worth right now without it? And how much would have been worth with it? That's how much you have to pay. Because it doesn't say shishim here. So you answer back, that's no proof. Even by a case where your animal, your shame does damage, there's also a case where it does not say shishim. So the pshat is, even though it doesn't say shishim, it means shishim. So maybe here also, even though it doesn't say against shishim 60 times as much, but maybe it means it. The Tanya will learn like this. Kotuma netiya. If your animal went down and cut off a netiya, means the young growth, the tree is still starting to grow, and your animal cut it off. So what's the law? How much do you have to pay? Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, that goyz reik zeros shev yishlayim. The Chachomim that were Geiz Exeris in Yerushalayim, which is Rashi says, Chonon uben Avsholom, Nemorah from Ksubis. So they said, Oimrim, Netiya Bashano, so they pulled off a branch, a growth, that's only growing for 1 year. Shtei Kesef, it's worth 2 Kesef. Bashtei Shonim, it was 2 years old already, this tree. Arba, you have to pay 4 Kesef. Ochla Chazis, let's say your animal eats up the Chazis, that Shachas, when the Tfuah is still unripe, young Tfuah. You have to pay how much the rest of it is going to be worth. So Rashi says, look at the rest of the field, the rest of the wheat that's left over. How much the rest of this row will be worth. In other words, you cut down now this row when it was young wheat. It wasn't fully grown wheat. But you're mazik the owner, because if you wouldn't have cut it down, it would have grown up. So you know how much you have to pay him. How much your field is worth, how much the row will be worth when it's fully grown. Because that's really how much damage you caused him. Even though right now you cut down unripe wheat, But by you cutting it down, you ruined him that the wheat is not going to grow. Really, it would have grown and be worth so much more. So that's how much you have to pay. That's called the Mishur Yishaboy. The Chacham and Maimon, the Chacham say though, Raya Noisa, no, we look right now. Kam Hoisa, Yofa, Yofa, the Kam Yofa. We look right now. How much is the field worth right now, this row, without the wheat on it, the Shachas? And how much is it worth with the Shachas? So you only have to pay for the damage that's done right now. That's all. But now, but Akoponim, it didn't say a word about Shishim here in this Braisa. It only says that when your animal eats up Tfuah, you have to pay how much it's worth. So when you question, how much is it worth? Is it worth the way it's worth right now? Or do we look at how much it would have been worth if it would have been fully grown? But you have to pay the way it's valued now and not Keneged Shishim. Now, what's going to be Ochlos?